In the quiet hills of Virginia, a young man once walked whose life, though short, continues to inspire countless souls. His name, Francis Joseph Parada, a seminarian whose holiness echoes across time. Frank Parada was born on October the 10th, 1897, in Richmond, Virginia, the United States. The eldest of seven children, he grew up in a devout Catholic family during a time when Catholics were still a minority in the American South. From childhood, Frank's faith was strong. He served at Mass, joined the Boy Scouts, and loved the outdoors. His friends described him as joyful, dependable, and always ready to help others. As a teenager, he became an Eagle Scout and was admired for his leadership. But above all, Frank had one burning desire: to love and serve God completely. After high school, Frank entered Belmont Abbey College in North Carolina, and later the seminary for the Diocese of Richmond. His dream was to become a priest and serve the growing Catholic community in Virginia. In 1919, Frank was sent to Rome to study at the Pontifical North American College, preparing for the priesthood. It was here that his life would take a dramatic turn. Far from home, Frank immersed himself in prayer and study. His fellow seminarians noticed his humility, his deep devotion to the Sacred Heart, and his quiet but radiant holiness. Unbeknownst to others, Frank had written a letter, his act of oblation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In it, he offered his entire life, even his death, for the salvation of souls and the good of the Church. Reading from Frank's letters, we come across these words: "I shall be more of service to my diocese in heaven than I could ever be on earth. I offer my life for the conversion of non-Catholics in Virginia." Not long after writing this act of self-offering, Frank fell ill with rheumatic fever. Despite his suffering, he remained serene, patient, and united to Christ. On February the 7th, 1920, at just 22 years of age, Frank Parada peacefully passed into eternal life. His fellow seminarians discovered his letter only after his death. When it was published, it spread rapidly across the United States, touching hearts with its sincerity and fervor. Frank became an example of youthful holiness, reminding the world that sanctity is not reserved for the old, but can flourish in the hearts of the young. Frank Parada's life was brief, yet his sacrifice continues to inspire. He shows us that holiness is found not in length of years, but in the depth of love. May his witness call us to offer our lives, as he did, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Servant of God, Frank Parada, pray for us.